Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 21st of October, 2019. It is the 294th day of the year, 71 days remaining until the end of the year, 15 days until San Francisco city elections, 134 days until primaries, and 379 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 7:25. The sun will set at 6:23. We have 10 hours, 58 minutes of daylight. Solar transit at 12:54. First high tide will be at 7:18 this morning. Next high tide at 5:34 this afternoon. The only low tide of the day will be at 11:54 in the morning. The moon is currently 50.2% visible. It's the third quarter moon of the month. We'll have a new moon in 6 days on the 27th of October, which is also Diwali. Today is Back to the Future Day, Apple Day, Garbanzo Bean Day, International Day of the Nacho, National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, Babbling Day, Celebration of the Mind Day, Check Your Meds Day, Count Your Buttons Day. It's also Global Iodine Deficiency Disorders Prevention Day, International Adjust Your Chair Day, Multicultural Diversity Day, National Clean Up Your Virtual Desktop Day, National Pets for Veterans Day, Reptile Awareness Day, and Shemini Atzeret. Today is also Armed Forces Day in Honduras, Egyptian Naval Day in Egypt, Indian Police Commemoration Day in India, National Nurses Day in Thailand, and Ndadye Day in Burundi, as well as Overseas Day in Taiwan and Trafalgar Day in the British Empire, and the birthday of Bob, B-A-B, in the Baha'i Faith. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You also share a birthday cake with Samuel Taylor Coleridge, Alfred Nobel, George Schulte, Dizzy Gillespie, Celia Cruz, Ursula Le Guin, Derek Bell, Manfred Mann, Steve Cropper, Elvin Bishop, Tariq Ali, Benjamin Netanyahu, Brent Midland, Carrie Fisher, Josh Ritter, and Hari Kondabolu. On this day in history, in 1854, Florence Nightingale and a staff of 38 nurses are sent to the Crimean War, and in 1879, Thomas Edison applies for a patent for his design for an incandescent light bulb. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin at KLW.org. She's right. Listen to KLW on your smart speaker by asking for us by name. Whether you're on Alexa, Home, or HomePod, just say, play KALW, and you'll start hearing us through the smart speaker device of your choice. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. The all-beef hot dog, Hawaiian turkey meatballs with rice, cheesy ravioli, turkey cheese deli combo sandwich, and the baby carrots. Some of their schools may also option towards the oven fried rice with chicken egg roll, the cheese Alfredo pasta, the yogurt parfait, and the jicama cups with tahini. That's what's for lunch in many of San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The good news is the weather will be warm and sunny for the next few days with a nice wind. The bad news is there may be another red flag fire warning for much of Northern California. The worst news is that Pacific Gas and Electric may impose another round of rolling blackouts. PG&E does not have any news as to where nor when they will pull the switch. So stay tuned. A California tribe is regaining much of the land it lost after a massacre more than 150 years ago. The city of Eureka will deed more than 200 acres to the Wiyot people today. The Wiyot tribe was decimated in 1860 when scores of tribal elders, women, and children were killed in a raid by settlers. Tribal administrator Michelle Vassell says the return of the land reflects healing and a community coming together. Tribes nationwide have lost millions of acres of land through treaties broken by the U.S. government. Rarely has land ever been restored. Thomas D'Alessandro III, a former Baltimore mayor and the brother of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has died. He was 90 years old. A spokesman for Nancy Pelosi said her brother died yesterday morning in his North Baltimore home after complications from a stroke. Pelosi says in a statement that she and her family are devastated. She called her brother the finest public servant I have ever known. D'Alessandro served as Baltimore City Council president, then as mayor from 1967 to 1971, a position his father, prominent mayor, Maryland politician Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., also held. The elder D'Alessandro also served as a state delegate and Congress member. The younger D'Alessandro did not seek re-election as mayor and went into private law practice. Pelosi said D'Alessandro is survived by his wife, Margaret, his five children, and his grandchildren. Cross Currents Morning Report coming your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.